My name is Yujip Won, and I'm from Seoul, Korea. And this work is done by Balgun Yu and Seokki Cho Suyeong-gang at Hanyang University, and my colleagues Jongmu Choi at Dankook University and Sungro from Korean University. This is the way we are from. So the two dots, we are in Portland and we're from Seoul. Then if you look at the details, then the Seoul and then the middle of Korean Peninsula, this is how the three universities are located. Probably we are from the farthest place. Okay, the understanding of internal mechanism of storage device is very important. And in hardest drive, this has been done for decades. Sector layouts, number of zones, and track queues, and disk scheduling algorithms. Detailed understanding of these devices is very important. And this is our prior work, and you have a graph in front of you. And x-axis denotes the track distance, and y-axis denotes the seek time. And so to understand the sector layout mechanism, we are using seek time behavior. And in this case, Hitachi disk, we can see that sector layout mechanism used in this disk is surface serpentine, which is on the first row and right hand side. So in understanding the internal behavior of storage device, in hard disk drive, we have used mechanical characteristics, seek time and rotational behavior. When we characterize the SSD, what do we use? So that was our question. So we know that vendors published a number of channels, and we also know that how many chips are attached to the single channel, but we don't know how the sectors are placed and how garbage collection algorithms works. So this is the behavior of NAND flash cells, and we apply 18 to 35 volts of current, and the program operation, we pushes the electrons to the floating gate cells, then the value of a cell changes from 1 to 0. That is called program. And erase operation is exactly the opposite. It removes the electrons from the floating gates by applying 18 to 35 volts. Energy density of programming and erasing a cell corresponds to the lightning. It's even higher than lightning if you consider the space of the NFS cells. As a result, in characterizing SSD, we decided to use energy consumption of the NFS cells. Let me briefly go over the organization and energy consumption of an SSD. SSD, as you might know already, it has multiple channels, and each channel has multiple chips. And for each channel, there is command register and there is data register. So when we place the four pages to the channels and multiple chips, as you see, there are four ways to do that. We can write four pages into a single chip, or we can write we can use two chips in the same channel, or we can use two chips in the different channels, or to make it the fastest, we can distribute four pages into four different chips in the different channels. So that's what modern SSD uses, and we would like to know how the SSD controller and the sector layer mechanism exploits the internal behavior. This is what you found. What you've seen in the front of you is the energy consumption graph of writing 4 kilobytes, 8 kilobytes, to 512 kilobytes of data. X-axis here is time, and y-axis denotes the current. So when you write 4 kilobytes and 8 kilobytes of data, the energy consumption behavior is precisely the same. If we write 16 kilobytes, then you can see the increase in the duration of peak current and also the size and value of the peak current. If you again double the write size from 16 to 32 kilobyte, you can see that peak current increases, but duration of peak current remains the same. Again, if you increase the I/O size from 30 to 64 and 64 to 128, the duration of peak current does not change, but only the size of Pickering increases. From these, we can see that number of flash chips being programmed in parallel increases, but yes. And also, if you then from I/O size of 256 kilobyte and 12 kilobytes, then Pickering does not change, but duration of Pickering has been doubled. So this is why what we would like to exploit in understanding the details of the SSD behavior. So let me provide how we exploit the energy consumption behavior in understanding the channels, ways, and clusters are being used. This is the way they write 4 kilobytes a page, and we write a 4 kilobytes a page. Each NAND flash cell is first, the command is transferred, and the data is transferred, and then program starts. So when you write 4 pages in the same channel and same chip, then it takes the longest time, and the peak current, the number of flash chips used in the same time is just one chip. And second, let me explain this way are switched and the channel are switched. Because in the same chip, the command register and data register are being shared. And if there are two channels, and the two channels share data written, then the peak current consumption is the same, but the delay is slightly shorter. So this is the way the two channels, a single channel, two chips are used. And also this is two channels and two chips are used. And this is the way the four pages are written to four different chips. So the time to write four pages are the shortest, but the Pickering consumption will be the highest. And also, what we would like to figure out is the data, amount of data that is written between the DRAM of the SSD and four flash chips. We found that some SSD transfers large amount of data between DRAM and flash chips, even though it's 4 kilobytes data write. So if you measure the current consumption of writing small size I/O, then we can see that how many flash chips are being programmed in parallel, even though the write size are very small. That we call it a cluster. Case studies. So is anybody here from Intel or Samsung? Then you can show me whether it is correct or not. We have tested four different SSDs, and I'm showing the result of two SSDs. One is from Intel. The model number is X25M. The other is MXP from Samsung. This is our measurement setup. And the important thing is the sampling interval. Sampling interval should be less than the read length of the NAND flash, which is around to 20 microseconds. Okay. So Intel X25M has 10 channels, and it has two packages per channel, and each package has 4 gigabytes. So total capacity is 80 gigabytes. This is what we have found. X-axis denotes the time, and Y-axis denotes milliamperes of current. We write 20 different sizes of I/O from 4 kilobytes of 80 kilobytes. As you can see, there is 20 graphs in front of you, and there is exactly 20 different current consumption graphs in the graph. So as we add 4 kilobyte page, the peak current consumption increases by some amount, which is 17 milliampere. So we found that programming each chip requires 17 milliamperes. So we are writing 0, so it's the highest voltage which you require to program a flash page. Writing 1 and writing 0 requires different amount of current in flash page. And writing 0 requires more current. Current consumption, the standby mode is 100 milliampere. And the delay to reach the peak current for writing 1 4-kilobyte page and delay to reach 80 kilobytes is different. There is a 600 microseconds delay in reaching the peak current between writing 4-kilobyte page and writing 80 kilobyte. So we figure that because there are 10 channels, so it takes like 30 microseconds to switch as the channel or chips. So this is what we figured out. So channel switch takes like 30 microseconds. And we did another experiment, and we wrote 80 kilobytes to 160 kilobytes of data, right? And then we just saw the current consumption graph of writing 80 kilobytes of data just in the previous page. This page denotes the current consumption for writing 84 to 160 kilobytes of data. And there is interesting difference, time offset between writing 80 kilobytes of data and 84 kilobytes of data. So this is what we found. Writing 20 pages to 20 different chips, they can go in parallel. But when we write 84 kilobytes of data, which corresponds to 21 pages, the first page and the 21st page should go into the same chip. So the 21st write should only begin after completion of the first chip, right? So that's why So the writing of 21st page only can start after the completion of the first page. So that's why there is a gap between writing of 80 kilobyte data and writing of 84 kilobyte data. Now, our second target SSD is Samsung MXP. It has 8 channels, and it has 2 packages per channel, and each package has 8 gigabytes of capacity chips. So total capacity is 128 gigabyte. Graph opt-in from Samsung is not as good as Intel's MXP drive, and it's slightly more difficult to analyze, but we tried to give some, find some details. Standby current is 50 milliampere, so it looks that it consumes less energy than Intel MX-25M. And for Samsung SSD, 4, 8, 12, until 32 kilobytes, their current consumption behavior is almost identical, including the peak current consumption. This is very interesting result. So even though they write 4 kilobyte page, they consume the same amount of energy to write first 32 kilobytes of data. And also, right after completing write operation, they do not immediately go back to the standby state. Instead, they stay some intermediate standby mode. It looks that they are waiting for the additional I/O to come and to serve it quickly. This is current consumption behavior of writing next 32 byte. So this is the current consumption graph of writing 36 kilobytes of data, 40 till 64 kilobytes of data. As you can see, the current consumption is almost identical, including peak current consumption. For next 32 kilobytes of data, current consumption seems very similar, including peak current consumption. This trend persists until 112 kilobytes of data. So it looks that no matter what size data we are writing, the unit of data transfer between SSD DRAM buffer or write buffer to SSD media seems to be the 32 kilobytes, which is 8 pages. However, there is some magic. We have measured it for 100 of times, not 100, but 20 times. Writing 128 kilobytes of data consumes less energy than writing 124 kilobytes of data. So it looks that some SSD, including Samsung MXP, seems to do some engineering to reduce the peak current consumption, especially when the I/O size is multiples of 32 kilobytes data. And so this is our measurement result. And the graph you see is the increase in the read speed, write speed, capacity, and channels. We are in the market. We have like 10 channels SSD, and I know some of the companies that are developing 12 channels SSD. And if this trend persists, then we will see, and we will the 16 channels SSD will be available in the foreseeable future, in a week, in an year or so. If that happens, for 10 channels SSD, we have just observed that peak current consumption is 500 milliampere. But if the 16 channels becomes available, the peak current consumption will be 800 to 900 milliampere. And then SSD is no longer green, because that is about the same as the current hard disk current consumption. Also, the excessive peak current caused by the increasing degree of parallelism in NAND flash caused supply voltage drop, ground bounce, signal noise, and blackouts. So we propose a notion of power budget. So host on SSD specifies the maximum power it can sustain or maximum amount of I/O latency can tolerate, so that when we write multiple ways of writing a certain amount of data, we can specify a feasible region and make an optimal choice in writing and place data blocks to the different channel, different number of channels, like one way, one channel is 8-way, 4-channel 2-ways, or 2 channels and 4-ways, and 1 channel is 8-ways. In this case, 4x2 and 2x4 seem to be a feasible region, and we can leave this design choice, layout choices to SSD controller. In summary, for their Intel and MXP, their cluster size, Samsung has larger cluster size. And writing a small size I/O, Intel seems to be the winner. In peak current consumption, Samsung did a great job in reducing the peak current consumption. So it looks that, I'm not saying that which one of two is better, but their design philosophy seems to be different. One is for the performance, the other is for current consumption. In summary, we show that enlarged consumption is a very good tool to shed light on the details of the SSD. And also we see that if the trend of number of channels increase persists, then we will soon face the power consumption problem also in SSD. So we propose a notion of power budget to let the SSD controller intelligently place their write operations considering their power consumption and I/O performance. I think this is the end of my talk, and I'll be happy to take questions. Thank you.
Dan Peek from Facebook. So given this large feasible area, you would think that large manufacturers would specify which where on this feasible area they would fall. But yet, they often hesitate to disclose some things like number of channels or chips they use or things like that. Why do you think that is?
Number of channels and number of chips are disclosed. I mean, it is often known, but I think the important thing is the way to deliver the power consumption and I/O tolerance should be standardized as like T10 commands or something like that.
Ted Cho from Google. I'm curious why you characterize the use of peak current as opposed to the total milliwatts needed to write so many kilobytes worth of data. Because, you know, as you sort of pointed out yourself when you looked at the graph, it's the area underneath the current graph which is interesting, not necessarily peak current. You could have a very, very steep current, but it could be very spiky for example?
Because peak current kills the computer. So we considered many vendors and IT admins, and it looks that for them, the peak current consumption seems to be a big problem too. Because if peak current increases, then their entire system becomes destabilized, and write operation becomes unreliable.
Irfan Ahmed, VMware. Can you discuss how far you can take this technique? I mean, are there certain areas where you want to extend the idea of energy characterization for more knowledge about devices? Or is this it? And what are the limitations of the technique?
I'm sorry.
What are the limitations of the technique?
What are the limitations of?
Of the technique.
Let me briefly go back to the Samsung drive, our measurement result in Samsung drive. We are measuring the sampling rate is 10 microseconds, so it is very difficult to find the right graphs of flash cell programming. And yes, so every SSD and every NAND flash still has a different power graph, and it is very difficult to characterize. So what we do not understand is we know that peak current consumption is 350, and we see that there is something going on between from the 0.5 milliseconds to 2 milliseconds. But we do not know that further details of NAND flash operation. So that's what we would like to figure out, but there is difficulty in finding out what's going on there.
So for example, are there things about the FTL that can be deduced by doing analysis like this?
That's a very good question, actually. And we do not know the details about how FTL works. And using energy consumption, understanding the behavior of FTL is, I think it's quite difficult. But using this type of approach, we can certainly compare what is more energy efficient FTL, like page mapping or block mapping, or there's fast, best, and lots of FTL operations. And actually, we did some experiment, and we found that the block mapped FTL has the highest energy consumption behavior.
Oh, so, interesting. What was the difference in terms of percentage between the two or three FTLs that you looked at? Like, was this 5%, 10%, or more?
Right. We have some data, and we can take it. That I'll find.
Okay.
It.
Great. Thanks.
One more question. So, I was wondering, since you know, this does appear to have ability to ferret out information not otherwise available. Do you think that there's any security implications to this, especially as people introduce encrypted devices and so on?
I think there's no specific relations between power consumption and the security issue of the SSD.
So you think it's too crude a tool to?
Sort of, yes, in that regard.
Any other questions? Let's thank the speaker.
Thank you very much.